At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, get ready, because we are diving deep into a place that's both fascinating and a bit eerie today, Fort Delaware.
Yeah.
We're talking colonial power struggles, Civil War tragedies, and even some ghostly tales that have been passed down through the years.
Mm-hmm. Imagine being on a solitary island right in the middle of the Delaware River.
Okay, yeah.
Pea Patch Island, and it's dominated by this imposing stone fortress.
I see it.
Every single stone, every shadow, it's like they hold a story just waiting to be uncovered.
It's the kind of place, I don't know about you, but like, I always want to know more than just the textbook version of the history, you know?
Right.
Like, give me the real gritty details and maybe even a ghost story or two.
Oh, yeah.
And Fort Delaware definitely doesn't disappoint.
Not at all. This is a history that goes all the way back to the 1600s, when colonial powers were in a fierce battle for control of this region.
Yeah, I bet.
The Dutch, the Swedish, the British, they all knew how important this island really was.
Oh, yeah. It's all about location.
Sure.
Right. Really. If you control the island, you control the Delaware River.
You got it.
And that means trade, it means defense, all the things that were super important back then.
Absolutely. And that's why Fort Delaware went from these basic earthworks to a seriously strong fort by the 1800s.
Wow, so they really went all in on fortifying it.
Oh, yeah. Those thick stone walls, the cannons, they were strategically placed and they were meant to dominate.
And dominate it did, at least for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, the 1860s roll around, the Civil War breaks out.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine things got a whole lot more intense at Fort Delaware.
Oh, absolutely. Picture this. Fort Delaware is transformed into a prison camp.
Oh, wow.
One of the largest in the United States at that time. We're talking over 33,000 Confederate soldiers imprisoned there.
33,000? That's a lot of people.
It is.
And crammed onto an island, the conditions must have been just awful.
They were really rough. We're talking overcrowding, terrible sanitation, and disease was just rampant.
I can only imagine.
Scurvy, dysentery, typhoid fever. These weren't just words. They were the harsh reality for these prisoners.
And we're talking like Civil War medicine or lack thereof.
Exactly.
It's hard to even fathom how difficult that must have been. It's definitely a dark period in the fort's history.
It is a very dark chapter. But even those incredibly tough times, you know, there were these flickers of hope, stories of incredible resilience.
Really? Like, what kind of things were happening that gave people hope in that situation?
Well, there are stories about the camaraderie among the prisoners, like men sharing their limited food, offering each other encouragement to keep going.
Wow, that's powerful. But just basic human kindness making a difference.
It really is. And then, of course, there were attempts to escape, these daring bids for freedom, you know?
Oh, yeah, I bet. I mean, if I were stuck in those conditions, I'd be trying to escape, too.
Absolutely. And those desires, they took different forms. Like, there's the story of the Weary Freeman. This name has become a symbol of all the suffering that happened at Fort Delaware.
The Weary Freeman, that's a heavy name.
It is. We don't know a ton about him, but he really embodies that quiet strength, the resilience of those who had to endure those conditions.
Right. It's like, even when things are incredibly tough, the human spirit still searches for a way through, a glimmer of hope.
And sometimes those glimmers, they come in the most unexpected forms. You have people like the Weary Freeman representing that quiet resilience. And then you have figures like Colonel John Mosby. He was known as the Gray Ghost.
Okay, the Gray Ghost. That sounds a little more daring.
Oh, he definitely was. He was all about defiance, taking risks, doing whatever he could to break free.
And he tried to escape from Fort Delaware.
He did. And even though his attempt failed, it really highlights the ingenuity and the unyielding spirit of these men.
It's amazing to think about the contrast, you know, the quiet strength of someone like the Weary Freeman alongside the bold actions of someone like Colonel Mosby, both incredible in their own right.
And both important reminders that even in the darkest parts of history, we can still find these remarkable stories about the human spirit.
So we've got these incredible and sometimes really tragic stories of the people who lived and suffered and even died within Fort Delaware's walls.
Right.
It's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And it really makes you wonder, like, did all that suffering, all those emotions, did they leave some kind of mark?
It's a question a lot of people ask.
Yeah.
And it's where Fort Delaware kind of takes on a whole new level of intrigue.
Oh.
Because, you see, beyond the historical facts, there are all these whispers, these stories, accounts of things that just can't be explained, the kind of stuff that gives you chills, you know?
Okay, now you've got me hooked.
Yeah.
What kind of spooky stories are we talking about? What have people reported seeing or experiencing at Fort Delaware?
All right, picture this. You're walking through these old prison barracks.
Okay.
And the air is heavy with history, you know? And then you catch a glimpse of a figure out of the corner of your eye. A woman, dressed in white.
Okay, yeah, that's already giving me chills.
Her face, it's pale, filled with this deep sorrow, eyes red and swollen like she's been crying forever.
Ooh, that's unsettling. Who is this weeping woman? Does anybody actually know?
That's the thing. Nobody knows for sure. There are those who say she's the ghost of a mother who lost her child to the diseases that were just rampant in the prison camp. Like, her sadness is just echoing through time.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
It is, isn't it? But then others, they think she might have been a prisoner herself, driven mad by the horrific conditions.
It's like, whatever her story is, it's definitely left its mark.
It has. The weeping woman, she's become a big part of the Fort Delaware legend.
And then there's the silent prisoner.
Ah, yes.
I've got to say, that name alone sends chills down my spine.
He is one of the most frequently seen apparitions at Fort Delaware. Often spotted around the old guard towers where so many escape attempts were made, you know?
Right, yeah. Makes sense, I guess.
Imagine it. A lone figure dressed in a tattered Confederate uniform. Mm. And what's truly eerie is his silence.
It's like the silence is almost louder than any scream could ever be.
Got it. It's as if the silence itself has a story to tell, you know?
Yeah.
A story of suffering, of unspoken pain.
It's giving me chills just thinking about it. So we've got these two distinct figures, the weeping woman, the silent prisoner, each with their own creepy vibe. But have there been other, maybe less defined, paranormal encounters? Like, what else have people experienced at Fort Delaware?
Oh, there's been a whole range of strange occurrences reported. I mean, we're talking shadowy figures darting across hallways, voices whispering in the darkness.
Oh, okay.
Unexplained cold spots that seem to follow you.
Okay.
Unexplained cold spots that seem to follow you around. And then there are the orbs of light caught on camera.
Orbs of light. Like floating balls of light.
Exactly. Always fascinating, those. And then you have the more, I guess you could say, general sensations.
What do you mean?
Like sudden drops in temperature, the feeling of being touched by unseen hands, or just this overwhelming wave of sadness that hits you in certain parts of the fort.
Wow, it's like this heavy, unsettling energy permeates the whole place, almost as if it's absorbed all the suffering and sadness from over the years.
And that's what I think makes Fort Delaware so captivating, so different. It's a place where the line between history, what we can prove, and the unexplained, the paranormal, just blurs. You have the physical reminders of the past, the stones, the cannons, the records.
Right.
But layered on top of that are all these stories, these experiences, these whispers, these suggestions of something more, something beyond our understanding.
It really makes you think, like, what if these whispers, these feelings, what if they're actually the echoes of real lives lived and lost here? What if they're intertwined with the very fabric of this place?
It's a question that's drawn paranormal investigators to Fort Delaware for Well, for decades, really.
Really? They actually go there to investigate.
Oh, yeah. They show up with all their gadgets and gear, EMF detectors, infrared cameras, audio recorders, you name it, they've got it, all in the hopes of catching a glimpse of the unseen, you know?
And what about it? Have they found anything, like anything concrete that might convince even a skeptic like me?
Oh, they've definitely picked up on some weird stuff, like temperature changes that don't make sense, spikes in electromagnetic activity.
Okay, getting spooky now.
Right.
Yeah.
Even shadowy figures showing up in photos and videos that they can't really explain.
See, that's the kind of stuff that makes me wonder. Sounds like there could be something to this whole haunted Fort Delaware thing.
Yeah, it definitely makes you think. But to be fair, most paranormal investigators, even the ones who are really into it, they'll admit that there are usually more normal explanations for these things.
Yeah, I get it. Old buildings are creaky, right?
Exactly. And a draft could feel like a ghost's touch.
Plus, we humans, we tend to see patterns, even when there aren't any.
That's so true. It's like our brains fill in the blanks. A flickering light suddenly becomes a ghost, you know? A whisper of wind turns into a voice from beyond the grave. Our minds can really run wild, especially in a place like Fort Delaware with its history and sadness.
For sure. But I think that's part of what makes it so captivating, don't you think? It's not about proving or disproving ghosts, really. It's about experiencing the mystery for yourself.
100%. So. It's stepping into this place where the line between the living and, well, maybe something else, feels a bit blurry. Where the stories of the past and those strange feelings in the present all blend together.
Right. And nowadays, Fort Delaware is a national monument, right?
It is.
So it's been carefully preserved.
Yeah.
And people can visit, walk those same halls, explore.
You got it. Visitors can stand in the exact spots where prisoners suffered. It's a real tangible connection to history, which is pretty amazing.
You're standing there and you can almost hear those Civil War soldiers, you know, you can almost feel the weight of what they went through, but also their strength.
Absolutely. And hey, you might even feel that chill down your spine as you're walking through those old prison and barracks. Maybe it's just a draft, or maybe it's something you can't quite put your finger on.
I love it. It becomes more than a history lesson then. It's an experience, the kind of place that sticks with you.
100%. Fort Delaware makes us remember that the past isn't just dates and names in some old book. It's about real lives, stories that deserve to be told, and sometimes emotions so powerful they leave a mark on a place that even time can't erase.
Whether you believe in ghosts or not, you've got to admit that's a powerful thought. Fort Delaware, it makes you think. It makes you feel. It connects us to the past in a way that few other places can.
It really does. It's about history's power, about the human spirit's ability to overcome incredible things, and about the mysteries that we're still trying to understand.
And on that note, I think we'll wrap up a deep dive into Fort Delaware. It's a captivating place and maybe a little spooky too. If any of you are ever in the area, I highly recommend checking it out. Just be ready to feel the weight of history and maybe a chill or two.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.